Hello. There are many other information technologies applied to tourism that we haven't seen yet for lack of time. I apologize if you won't see all of them in this course. Today, we will see the most important ones left, starting with smart destinations. Before, I'd like to remember you to keep publishing your videos even after the exam. There is a gap of 1 month between the first exam and the start of our next course in February. If you don't do it, if you don't disseminate our human heritage, no one else will. It is up to you now. You are its keepers now. You are the keepers of human heritage. This is not a job like the others. It is a super job.
Did you ever want to become a superhero? In this case, which superpowers would you like to have? Traditional ones are quite boring. Super strength, for example, is unuseful in our society. Super intelligence now has been replaced by artificial intelligence. The ability to fly is cool, yes, but it doesn't help other people. On the contrary, the superpowers of the keepers of the human heritage are much better. Super freedom, super wisdom, super truth. These are the superpowers that the world needs, not super strength. And you are also helping other people become superheroes thanks to your channels. You also have the superpower of creating other superheroes. How cool is that?
You are the evolution of superheroes. Write this day in your diary. It's the day you became superheroes. No spider bited you. No ninja trained you. Your bodies were not mutated by cosmic rays. The world around you is still the same as before, but now you see it in a different way, thanks to your superpowers. I will give you some time to realize that you have just become superheroes. I know that it takes time to accept it. In meanwhile, I will follow with the rest of the lesson.
Smart destinations are a new paradigm in tourism. In a smart destination, travel companies, tour operators, local DMO, and local administration work together to collect data and analyze touristic flows to improve the touristic experience, reduce overtourism, and improve sustainability. Thanks to this collaboration, huge data sets are collected, made up of GPS data, user-generated reviews, social media contents, and even sensor data. Barcelona was one of the first smart destinations of the world. They focused on the neighborhood of the Church of La Sagrada Familia and analyzed the frequency of occurrence of all the different words in the travel reviews. In the list of the most frequently used keywords, there were two positive attributes, amazing and beautiful, associated to the church. However, four keywords were related to planning and management of the visit to the church: tickets, online, queue, and booking. That means that tourists spent more time mentioning the problems of purchasing tickets and waiting in the queue than describing the beauty of the church. This result was unexpected because the online booking system of the church was very advanced, and church administration believed that this issue was solved. However, this analysis demonstrated that the issue was not solved yet, providing valuable information to the managers of this destination from the point of view of the tourists.
You will find other examples of smart destinations in the slides of the ninth lesson. Next semester, you will study smart destinations more in detail in the module of Professor Herrero and Professor Garibaldi. Professor Herrero is from Spain, and in Spain, there are already many cities that are smart destinations. Stay tuned.